What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
That's exactly what he did to us.
That's what the OGs do.
Yeah. I picked up on it super early. I realized how drunk everyone was getting, and then I realized that all the conversations were getting super serious, and I was like, I see this motherfucker. I was like, I see what's happening here.
That's smart. How are they going to be like when you're in the middle of nowhere in a foreign country at 3 a.m. and they miss their girlfriend or family in China?
Yeah.
How are they going to react? Hang out for a day, get blacked out drunk.
Yeah. See how we are, yeah.
Whenever I need music gear, I always go to Sweetwater.com. If it's mics, headphones, or studio and recording gear, Sweetwater has you covered. Next time you need any music gear, support the podcast by using the link in the description and comment section below.
I'm gonna go join 6 feet Under.
Dude, that'd be a sick gig.
I mean, they probably make pretty good money, honestly.
That'd be great, dude. I've seen them a few times. They're fucking awesome.
Their music is pretty fucking heavy.
It's heavy.
Like,
dude.
It is heavy. Like, it's just that you can't sing.
Dude, I forgot the amount of times we've gotten drunk and just listened to 6 feet Under.
That's awesome.
It's perfect. Sometimes in death metal, dude, you just want some simple riffs.
Yeah. Very helpful.
You want a drink. I don't want any solos. Don't do a fucking solo.
I don't want any solos.
If I hear one solo when I'm hammered, dude, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah, that's funny, actually.
I don't want to play difficult riffs.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
No.
I want just 4-4. Easy. 4-4. I want 6 feet Under riffs.
Oh, yeah.
Slam riffs all day.
Dude, shout out to Chris Barnes. He is an OG.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And speaking of OG, we have OGs here. We have Crystal Lake. Can we do a quick intro?
Yeah. My name is John. I'm the singer.
I'm YD, playing the guitar.
Mm-hmm. My name is Mitsuru, playing bass.
I'm honored to meet you guys.
Thank you.
Cool.
Dude.
Yeah, thank you.
You're from across the country. You're from across the world.
Yeah.
So it's cool. It's crazy. Like, we're all like different points of the planet. And we're at one table.
Yeah.
That's sick, dude.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? Because of heavy music.
Yes.
Yeah. That's right.
That is nuts, huh?
Yeah, before, I never imagined that.
Yeah. And, you know, Whitey, I mean, you're, as we were saying outside, you are the OG.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been in the band since 2002.
Yeah, over 20 years.
Over 20 years.
Yeah, I've been playing the guitar for Crystal Lake, right?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually, I have another project, mm-hmm. but mainly I working for Crystal Lake.
Nice. Yeah. So we had that in common. We both started our bands in 2002.
Yeah.
You know?
Elf Sherry, yeah.
And I did not know that about Crystal Lake. The band's been around that long. I did not know.
Oh,
yeah. I didn't realize that until I started the audition.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, yeah, 2002. And I was like, 2002? I was like, Dude. I was like, had to like double check it. Like, is this cool move? Like,
let me check the Wikipedia.
Like, is this okay? Should I do this? Like, it was wild to see how long they've been around.
I know.
Super OG band.
How did you find out that they needed a new vocalist?
I forget exactly how, but it was just through the internet, basically. I think somebody hit me up officially, my friend Keith, I think it was, and was like, hey, Crystal Lake needs a vocalist.
Wow. Right.
And I just kind of, you know, eventually warmed up to the idea of, like, I'm going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
At first, I kind of was going through it a little personally. You know what I mean? I had just left my last band a couple of months prior. So
a couple months? That recent?
It was like like 6 months, so I was still going through it.
It's still recent.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like that feeling of like feeling doubt. And you're like, what am I doing with myself? So when it came around, I was like, and I had to like warm up to it. But when it did happen, I dove in head first for sure. 100%.
Did you have, I remember you did mention self-doubt before. Did you bring that self-doubt over to...
No.
Good.
No, man. I decided before I even really submitted the first video or even did the first video, I decided with myself, like, whatever happens with this is supposed to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because something like this happening after what I just went through is kind of like the universe talking to me. That's how it felt. Mm. Just other aspects involved. And I just kind of felt like, you know, whether this winds up being my gig or not, this is going to be good for my career. You know what I mean? Because if I do well, I'll wind up in Tokyo and that'll be sick. So I was just calm the whole time in the sense of I didn't want to fill my head with what if. Because you're in a panic.
It'll kill you.
Yeah. It'll kill the whole vibe. It'll destroy you. So I would rather just do my thing, have fun, pretend like I already got the gig. And then, you know, whatever happens, you know, I just go home. Like, you know. Mm-hmm. I was happy with my home life at the time. So if I got sent home, I was like, it is what it is.
At least I gave it a shot.
Right.
You know
what I mean? Exactly. Hmm. Yeah.
And you said that you had like a calling to the band and the place.
Yeah.
It's crazy,
yeah.
Huh? It's crazy how the world works.
Yes.
It's fucked up sometimes.
It is. Yeah. It can be super fickle, but other times it can be super good, you know?
Yeah.
But it really did. It felt like, you know, when I would listen to the songs or really read the lyrics of even older songs or watch what he had done on stage, the old singer and stuff, it felt very familiar. You know, it felt like something I could pick up and do, or something that I was already kind of doing, you know. So I felt really comfortable to go into it, and it felt like I could do this. This is, you know what I mean? This is lining up the right time right now for me. This is good. You know, the vocals felt right. Everything felt good. I was ready to take the plunge into it.
So you sent a video.
Yes.
Audition first. So who was the first one to see that?
First impression.
Yes. It sucked.
Scary. And, just face.
A scary face.
Face. A man ugly, dude.
Like a monster. Like a monster.
Where is he from? New York? Like, where the fuck is that place?
Oh my God, dude.
No, that's kind of a joke, but his voice was, scream was amazing. Just, probably it was Lost in Forever.
Yes.
Completely perfect. Thank melody, you. Scream, pitch, yeah. Mm. We all are surprised at his potentiality. Yes.
Was it like more of like a professional video, or did you send like kind of like a raw, this is
fucking... It was actually pretty straight raw through, yeah. It was like a live take. I didn't even have, because I had Austin Coop do the production for me.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and I told him, I was like, I don't want this to be super overproduced, like we're recording it. I want it to feel like a live mix so they can kind of feel I would feel.
Just one track?
I think it's only
did
one
you
take.
Edit it?
No. I think he might have edited it a little bit, but I didn't. It's one take through. And that video is, I think that's even the first time. I don't even think I did it twice. I think I just, like, the video on YouTube is like him being like, all right, let's go. Like, number one, and that's it.
Okay, did you wear these headphones?
Yes, yeah. Austin. So Austin had a friend who made them, like, months prior, and I was like, dog, I am wearing them in that video, like, 100%. He's like, oh, you have to. Is it the only headphones I have?
So it said something similar to what you sent.
Yes. This is a little bit more done. I had Mike Menacher took a swing at this, making some of the video edits and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
This has a little bit of a, like, doubling in the chorus and stuff like that. So I went back in and like dove into it and whatnot. But with Lost and Forever, it is straight one track, one through like live take. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's the way to do it. It seems like people just overthink their tryout and audition. It's like, just send the rawest thing you can. People. You send these overproduced, they don't really know what you sound like or who you are.
I was just gonna say that,
you know,
yeah, it's a lot about knowing what to send, you know, because a lot of bands, they can make you sound like whatever they want when we're gonna mix you, you know what I mean? But like, how do you actually sound, you know? And I figured anybody who was gonna send a recording was gonna send something super done.
Fucking perfect.
Yeah. And I didn't want it to be like that. I wanted it to be as good as I could possibly make it so they could get the real vibe of who I was, you know?
It's great.
Yeah, it was fun. It was scary, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's weird like how music just travels in frequency.
Yeah.
You know, like it may not sound, some things might not sound the best, but there's something about it that kind of draws you in.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. That's how I felt with this band. And even that song, the lyrics of that song kind of felt like, you know, what I was going through at the time, you know, not being in my old band, being home, trying to figure out what am I going to do with my life, you know, like, I was just a moving man at the time. Like,
really?
Yeah, I went from touring 6 months to 8 months out of the year to just being home, working a regular job and just moving houses. And I just felt like, what am I going to do? You know, like it was felt good to leave the band because I didn't want to be a part of it. But, you know, then once I got home and I didn't have, you know, I kept trying to start bands and they kept falling apart and I would write ridiculous songs and people would just like, you know, flake like they do.
Oh, dude, it's so tough.
And it sucks. Yeah, it was like super kicking the balls like the whole year. Like, so this was good. Like,
that's a pretty, yeah, that's a rough 6 months, man.
Yeah, it was super rough. I had a gig going with some dudes. I won't name drop any bands because I don't want to like put anyone on the spot. But like, I had some gigs going with a couple of guitar techs from other bands that we know, and we wrote some insane songs. And then they just didn't work out. They like flaked super hard. They like all of a sudden they didn't. All of a sudden we just didn't vibe. It was weird. Mm. It was very weird. And then that just didn't. You know, we're still friends. You know, but the that kind of fell apart, and that was a bummer because those songs were sick. But I still use some of that for this now, which is great.
Once like the work aspect will start to creep in, people start to realize real quick. It's like, oh wait, I thought I want to do this, but actually I don't.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. Yeah,
that's people will fucking fall off quick.
And they approached me. They came to me like, yo, we want to do this with you. And I was like, sick, great. I was like, I have, you know, XYZ ready to go. Yeah, we can produce it and put it out. Like. And then once I started putting all that together, they were like, I don't know. And I was like, okay, great, sick, fuck me, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Like,
so how was the vibe like? Like, how was that transition going from the last 10 seconds of life to Crystal Lake? How was like the...
Insane. Because there's so much more to do at this level, or in general, just in this band where they are in Japan. Like, Last 10 is your very average band when it comes to what we do internally. You know what I mean? So, like, transitioning into Crystal Lake, there was so much more, like, stage presence and just behind the scenes of gear and just getting things prepped and just they're a little bit more in the spotlight. So, like, you have to be a little bit more careful of what you're doing or things like that. It was just a whole ton of different learning experiences and just, you know, realizing this is going to be very different.
And you walked into a crazy situation.
Yeah, it's a little worse than my last one.
So you see the video. So at what point is okay? Like, he's the one. Did you fly John out first and then confirm? What was that process like?
Process?
Yes.
Okay. At first, the audition was. Hard.
Yeah.
To manage by ourselves because it was very first time to try. Then we got over 200 offer from over
200?
Yes.
200 auditions?
Yeah.
Wow.
200s. The especially Canada American guys are almost.
Yeah.
Then we never expect like this situation. Then mainly Japanese guys are offering every time, but last one was completely different. Especially John, the other guys are super amazing, screaming, performing. Video was perfect because they, Can you follow me? It's the situation that,
So what they're trying to say is that there was a huge process to everything that we did, and it was a lot. It was hard to make a decision just based on the videos. So what they did was they had everybody do a second video. And we did it like live streaming, and they had me wake up at like 2 a.m. and on a Zoom call, it felt like the end of tour, like singing at the end of tour. You mean like waking up, like, yo, it's time to get on, and you're like, okay, and like after 2 months, that's exactly how it felt. I was dead motherfucking tired. But yeah, they did two auditions like that, and then they flew us out to Japan, and then we did two shows, one of which started at like 2 a.m.
Yeah, so we had a two section. Our first section is just online one. The conversation, the documents, paper, something.
The
last one is kind of just music with video.
The live shows.
Wow. Everyone covered all songs. Mm-hmm. Then we judged who is better, who is mm-hmm. blah, 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 like that. The next one, second season is face-to-face communication.
Yes.
We had a tour.
Yeah. Three shows. Yeah, yeah, really. A tour. Yeah. A little weekend excursion mm-hmm. of Crystal Lake.
Writing some songs.
Yes. And we wrote, I think we wrote two songs. Well, we wrote one before we showed up. Mm-hmm. And that's Dystopia. And then we wrote another one while we were in the audition. And that one comes out later. That one was a lot of fun. We're still working on that.
Kind of melodic one.
That one is super melodic. Yeah, yeah. The one that's going to come out that we wrote in the audition is not heavy mm-hmm. at all. It's very Devil Cry, which is a song of ours. It's very melodic and not very angry at all. So this song is more along the lines of that.
Sick.
Yeah, yeah. I'm actually excited about that. We're still playing with that one.
Mm. So out of the 200 video submissions, what did you bring it down to? Like 20, 10?
Yeah. That's top question. So we did it, especially we had a priority to energy, skill, humanity. But just only video.
Yeah, skill.
How do you do that? You just picked like best 5, best 10? What was
they made 20? Us get super drunk and eat crazy food with them for like a couple of days, basically, is what happened.
Okay,
basically, like what they did, they were like, here's raw chicken, eat this. Like,
it's funny, like, that's how like an audition or tryout process is. It's like,
yeah,
because what you're doing is you want to get someone. This is, I'm not advocating this behavior, even though I do this. You get your band members drunk as fuck. borderline blackout, because how are they going to be
they?
Like
who yeah, are they yeah exactly
Denise Bowman's, because
that's exactly what he did to us.
that's what the OGs do.
Yeah. I picked up on it super early. I realized how drunk everyone was getting, and then I realized that all the conversations were getting super serious, and I was like, I see this motherfucker. I was like, I see what's happening here.
That's smart. Because you know, how are they going to be like when you're in the middle of nowhere in a foreign country at 3 a.m. and they miss their girlfriend or family in China?
Yeah.
How are they going to react? A good way to kind of, what was the word? Make that process faster. Hang out for a day. Get blacked out drunk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See how we are. Yeah. We did that in 3 days, and we had a lot of fun. There were a lot of crazy, funny moments. There were a lot of insane moments. I had one of the most ridiculous moments ever happen to me on stage.
What happened?
I forget why exactly, but I was off beat for two beats on the intro part of this song. And it's only two words, right? And then afterwards, mm-hmm. obviously, it comes back in and the click is fine and you can continue the song. But I kept mm-hmm. missing the vocal part. And they literally restarted the song 4 fucking times in a live show. There's like 300 people there.
Over 5.
Yeah. Times. We restarted this over shit like times. Mad times. And I'm trying to figure out what is going on, because mm-hmm. I think it's them. Oh, sorry. I don't realize it's me, because I think I don't realize that I'm the one fucking up, because I think that it's on point. And I'm like, oh, everything is okay. So at one point I step off stage and I forget who I said it to. I think it was Sejido, and I was like, yo, what is happening? He was like, you're fucking up. And I was like, oh, it's me? Like, I was like, oh, I didn't realize it was me. And then Gaku was like, Jasan, and like called me over, and he was like,
dang.
Yeah, it was rough.
Yeah,
was
actually, rough. Actually, I did a mistake twice.
Oh, it was you? Yeah. Thank you. At one point, I there was definitely one where it was not me, and it confused me. And I was like, why are we stopping? It ain't me. And then they were like, no, yeah. It's John. And they blamed me. You jerks.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
When, I want to ask your permission first. Can I just call you the OG?
What?
Can I call you the OG?
OG,
yes,
right.
You are the OG. It's crazy.
It's okay.
Because over here, sometimes people call, I feel weird talking about myself right now, but people call me the OG.
OG.
So for here in the States, when you're OG, you're like the first band member, like you've been around for a long time.
Yeah.
It makes you feel good here. So yeah. I want to ask your permission. You know?
Oh shit! I'm the very first time.
Bro,
you are the OG.
OG,
just like
wow, stop it. Stop
Gaku
it.
Is G-Money.
G-Money.
YD OG okay. T-shirt, dude.
YD OG. Wow.
So I mean, so you've been in a band for 21, going on 22 years. Yeah. So when you're going through like this process of finding like a new singer, it's a crazy process. Like as far as mentally, okay, you know, okay. At any point where you're like, maybe we're done, maybe we should stop, or let's try to find a new singer. What was your thought process like?
Yeah, 100 times I thought I was like, I should quit to play, or I stopped Crystal Lake 100 times, but just I love music. I love to play the guitar for Crystal Lake. Well, and one more thing. All my friends, every time, caring.
Everyone, supporting.
Supporting me. There was like, don't stop. Believe in myself. Believe yourself like that. So every time my friends supporting me, one thing is I love music, just only music. So I want to keep working for Crystal Lake. So just want to play. So I started to look for brand new vocalists.
Wow.
You understand?
It's
difficult. Just not for money, not for someone's something. Just for my life.
Satisfaction.
Yeah. I love music.
You love music. You love playing the guitar, which you've been doing for well over 22 years. And so like a thought, they creep in your head, like, over 100 times, maybe I should stop the band, maybe I should. But it's great. It shows like we really need support of our friends sometimes. Sometimes you need someone to tell you to like your face. Yeah. Hey, you should keep going. Like you love doing this. Things that like you are so obvious, but you need someone to kind of like tell you. Mm. You know, it's cool that you had, you know, very supportive friends, and then you've actually made like the choice. Hey, let's just. I fucking love playing riffs. Yeah. I love playing four riffs. Let's just keep going. Mm-hmm. It's awesome, man.
Thank you. But it was very hard to keep from playing music. But Maxwell Gaku, my teacher, they joined on Crystal Lake
3 years ago,
four years ago.
Yeah.
But they supported me.
That's cool.
They changed me. It was very important to keep them playing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Finally, we decided to look for a brand new vocalist for Crystal Lake. Mm-hmm. That we don't care Japanese, Chinese, American, Canadian, no border.
Nah, no Canadians. I'm kidding.
But anyway, we don't care.
They're too nice.
Yeah, well,
detail, because we want to play with unknown amazing guy. Finally, we started to have an audition. It was so excited to have such a bunch of offers.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
You guys are so cute on the spot. Look at this. Usually they got so much to say, and
this is great.
This is great. I'm loving this. So like, when we all did this, it was really stressful for everyone. Like you could tell that they didn't really want to open up. You know, like you would try to like talk to people. Like we try to talk to each other, but they're more open now than we were when we first met. So you could just tell when I showed up, like, and even the other guys showed up, like everyone was exhausted with the situation. You know, there was a lot that had gone on. They were running really full speed when that whole situation fell apart for multiple reasons, through COVID and then through the hiatus and then the separation. So like, it was really stressful for them to figure out, you know, are we going to stay a band? You know, they really didn't know what to do. Like they talk about it all the time, you know, how like, you know, they're happy that they were able to keep it going because they were pretty sure like it's a wrap, you know.
That's fucking crazy. What was the I guess that was also one of my questions, but goes to both of you. What was the hardest part of keeping the band going? What was like the hardest part?
Mark, to understand personality each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's that very is, important. That is important.
Yeah.
Quality to play is probably we can resolve.
Yeah.
Just practice. The Bible's groove is not very important because practice can change everything.
Yeah.
But I have a priority to the band that humanity.
You just want good people.
Yeah. Well, humanity. And one more thing is what we love music. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's, But for example, if we join on unknown young people, suddenly I want to change job.
Yeah.
I want to do another thing, like that.
New band,
so I think it's important thing is sharing our emotion. Mm-hmm. Like
lifetime.
Yeah,
lifetime.
Happy and sad.
Yeah.
Angry.
Yeah.
So we are every time sharing is a very important thing. Yes. So for band.
So you're always communicating.
Yeah, respecting each other.
Time, yes.
You have to.
Yeah. What's really nice about this band is like even when things do go wrong, like I haven't seen them yell at each other. I've been here for a year. No one yells. Someone will just tell you that something happened. Yeah, it's crazy, right? Someone will just tell you that something happened.
What do you do?
I say my bad. Like I just try not to do it again. You know what I mean? Like, but everyone's cool about stuff, which makes it really easy to have a good time because you're not constantly worried about, oh, am I gonna piss somebody off? You know what I mean? Like it's not in the back of your head. Like so, they rage and we have a good time. We do funny stuff. We do crazy stuff. We eat tons of food.
How old are you guys?
I'm 35. Mitsuda 35. Yeah, same.
41.
Okay, that explains it.
Yeah.
When you hit that 34, 35, that yelling stuff kind of needs.
It's over. Yeah.
It kind of needs to like.
It's a wrap.
You can't pull that Staten Island fucking Brooklyn shit.
Yo, no, dead ass. Yo, you're real. I went from a band and an ex relationship that was like just all yelling and screaming. So then when I got to this, I was just like, I really don't want to do it anymore. Like. I'm super over yelling.
Because you were born in Staten Island, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I could only imagine. What was like your family dynamic like? Because obviously I'm West Coast, so you just imagine East Coast is like the cliche, like yelling at each other.
So my family is Italian, but everyone on both sides is from Brooklyn. So in my house, even though we were on Staten Island, like in my house, it was Brooklyn. Like they used to talk shit about Staten Island all the time and be like, yo, don't be like these people. You know what I mean? Like, don't you ever be like these motherfuckers out here. Like, you know, like, but they were, you know, just your typical Italian, like Brooklyn family. Like, you know, just like they would yell and scream about everything. Like the way I yell at the crowd is how my father used to yell at me. 100%. It's not even a joke. It's like, you motherfucker, that's my father. 100 for dead ass. Like, you know what I mean? Like they were crazy. My dad's still a crazy Italian guy. He's 65. He thinks he could fight. He's older than that, I think. He thinks he could fight everybody. Yep. He pushes his ass over now. You know what I mean? But he's like he was a tough dude. And back in the day, they were not people to fuck with, you know? It would get crazy. I've seen I watched my dad shake a dude out of his t-shirt at McDonald's.
No.
Shake a dude out of his teeth. The dude gave my dad the finger, and my dad was like, fuck me. And I remember my grandfather being like, nah, John. And just like giving up and holding me. And my dad shook this dude like a cherry tree out of his clothes. Christ. Like, and just, and kept the fucking, and kept the shirt and left. Like, wife crying and everything. Yeah, so it was rough. It was rough. They never hurt me or anything like that. But like, just living in New York, like, you know, it's a little. It's a little different, you know. My dad is the shit. I love my father. Shout out to my dad. He looks and we are the same person. Yeah, we look exactly alike. Except my dad looks more like Tony Soprano than I do.
Okay.
But it's fucked up. They are they are actually the same person. If anyone has ever watched The Sopranos, my dad is...
Is this your dad right here?
Yo, they look exactly alike. They look exactly alike. I'm going to try to find a photo of my old phone.
Seems a very slightly different than the Japanese culture, correct?
Yes. You would just chuckle.
Dude, I would love to see Whitey just start yelling. That would be funny. Were you guys ever that way? Like when early days of like Crystal Lake a few years ago, like, did you ever raise your voice at each other? Ever like yell names? Oh my goodness. Can you?
Yo, deadass, check this out.
Right now. That is crazy.
Yeah. That's my pops, bro. So Tony Soprano. And he's got a temper just like that motherfucker.
Yeah, damn. Actually, we have it. Sometimes we have a big gap between Japanese and American culture, right?
Oh yeah, I'm in trouble all the time.
No. It's more. We all are enjoying it because completely different, right?
That yeah.
You, yeah.
You, oh yeah, yeah.
You are like, right. Yeah, raised and born, raised in Brooklyn, right?
Staten Island, Brooklyn,
I'm.
Yeah.
I was born in Tokyo, raised in Tokyo.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're very polite. They don't throw things on the ground.
Yeah. Especially Japan is a very weird thing. So we have a lot of... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love Japan, though.
Just basically, we don't care that. But so one more thing. What we have priority is just respecting each other. And more...
Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah, language.
It is, dude. It is.
Like, a little bit different.
They don't have to be like that. Like bands that are like bigger bands, like the way that they are in Asia and stuff like that. Like they don't have to be nice to anybody. You know what I mean? Like, and the fact that they're super respectful and just chill, and that they're not even to each other. You know, like when people mess up, like there's not arguing. There's just a talk about it, and we just fix it. Like every single night after the show. We do a play-by-play. We do a like football team.
Really?
We record every single set, and then after the set, we sit down on the bus, and I sit
no.
down. 100%.
Yeah. Wow.
They got their drinks. I got my rig. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, we're sitting there, and we watch it, and we watch the whole set and nip it. Like, YD has even been like, I don't like how you walk during this part. Like, wow. we get literally really down and dirty into it. They told TJ to stop showing his nipples. You know what I mean? Like... Like, he needs to cut his shirt differently. Like, we get into it. And no one argues. No one fights. You know, everyone's just like, okay. And I kind of love it because the next time you watch it, it's cool, you know? And then when they don't have it to say back to you, it's like, yeah, dude.
There you go.
Like,
yeah, got you.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Like, what do you think when someone tells you, I don't like how you walk?
Being from New York, my initial reaction is like, oh, really?
Like, your brain says something, right?
Yeah. So, like, but me, when it's just like, you don't like how I walk, I was like, okay. And I was just thinking to myself, I'm like, all right, well, what he's describing is, I guess, a little bit. Because he's like, you're walking like a bear. And I was like, that's kind of like the idea. Like in my head. And I'm like, that's kind of the point. And he was like, I don't think
it looks like a bear.
I was like, that's kind of like the deal. Like, to, you know, the walk, like, you know, like with purpose. Yeah. And he was like, it doesn't look good during this part. And I was like, okay. He's like, you should move for this part with a little bit more bounce. And I was like, okay. So like, we go through different parts of that. Like, you know, I'll complain that I want like certain things to sound the same every single night. Like, you know, everyone has their own little thing that they go through that they want, you know, to be different. Like, and it's good. It just makes the sets better, you know? Mm. It totally makes the sets better.
That is very mature.
It's insane. Cool. Most bands could not do this.
It's cool.
Yeah, they would lose their shit. You'd be like, motherfucker, fuck you, we'll walk over the fuck I want. Like,
especially if alcohol is in the mix.
Oh my God, yeah. We are sake mafia, bro. That is real.
Yeah, what are you guys drinking?
Everything.
Everything.
Bro, yeah, this is Motley Crue. Yeah. It's insane, bro.
Crystal Lake is the Japanese Motley Crue.
Real. No, that's not a joke. Yeah. Yo, this is real. Yeah, it's insane. I watch them like I'm watching Jackass. It's insane. They're like sniffing lines of coffee and crying. Like they're squirting lemon juice up this dude's nose and shit like that. Like they were squeezing oranges in homie's eyes. Like that dude is naked on the wall. I woke up one morning. We were in Okinawa. I woke up. All the windows were open. Every light was on. The music is blasting. Stuff is everywhere. Tables are turned upside down. They're gone.
Why do we do like things? Do you know?
Because it's awesome.
For Crystal Lake.
Yeah, for Crystal Lake. For Sake Mafia and Crystal Lake. Yeah, it's sick. It's a lot of fun. Like there, and I don't really drink. I like to smoke. So there's not really any weed in Asia. You know what I mean? So like, I just kind of, very strict. Yeah. So I don't even try. So I just kind of sit back and watch, you know, but it's crazy. If we had a TikTok, we'd be viral. Immediately.
You guys have one?
No. Some of the members are a little worried to like put it out there because they don't want to like
we got the social media. We got to get that on TikTok.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Yo, it's wild. I will show you some afterwards. It's because I have it on my phone. Like it's insane. They make TJ puke all the time. Poor bastard. The poor bastard. Like they make him throw up all the time, dude. Like He's the chugging mule because we do Wachan Ruleto, which is where YD will pretend he's a roulette machine and he'll pick someone to chug.
What are the what are the weed laws?
Don't do it or die. Basically,
what are the restrictions?
So like, it's not from what I've read. It's not illegal to have it in your system because farmers are still farming it, but not – and it's possible that the dust can get into your system, something of that nature, like hemp plants and whatnot. So having it in your system isn't illegal, but having it in your possession or selling it and whatnot is super, super, super illegal. Mm-hmm. You can go to jail for like 8 to 10 years. There's like a $20,000 fine that you can get. There's like there's
– Hey, Zach, can we blow it up?
Yeah,
I can't see that.
There's like a deportation limitation and stuff like
so
that.
So if you type in marijuana laws in Japan, this is what comes up. It's illegal to sell or possess cannabis in Japan, but it's legal.
Yeah, still no. Yeah,
it's legal to get high on it.
Solved, dude.
Here's what.
Loophole, dude. It's all, bro.
That doesn't make any sense.
Hook up your boy, and I'll lie for you.
Stupid. Wait, what?
Yeah.
It's because of farming. Because farming, so people that are certain crops that have hemp in them, and the dust will get into your system because you're breathing it in all day. So you can't.
So you get high.
Right. So not even if you get high, it just gets into your bloodstream. So there's no way for them to prove what are you actually smoking weed or are you actually a farmer.
Interesting. So it's legal to get high, and here's why. In Japan, you could be jailed for up to 7 years for possessing cannabis, but you get high.
Because
of hemp. And that is.
It's wild.
So is that accurate?
Accurate.
Yeah.
That? I mean, is that real?
Is that real?
Yeah. Kind of. But first time to have a weed. If police find us, we'll probably be arrested.
Oh yeah.
In
yeah,
two
yeah.
weeks. 2 weeks. Okay. At first.
Yeah.
But after the month. Then the term is expanding.
Yeah. It gets longer and longer depending on how bad it was. And yeah, it can get serious. And then they have legal THC stuff over there, which is unrecommended because it's absolutely ridiculous. Like, yeah, I've never been. Yeah, I can't even get into that, man. I smoked some of the fake stuff and it was never again. I will never do it again. It was insane.
What you got like super high from it? What was the?
It felt like I did like 10 hits of MDMA. It was fucking insane. I'll never.
Super chemical.
Yeah, yo, I'll never, never again, bro. Like, blew my head off. Like, I was like, and I only hit the vape twice, bro, and it put me to the moon. It was like THC OP or something like that. And yo, rough. Yo, yeah, I felt, I immediately was like, I have to go home. I walked home like an hour. Because I was trying to walk it off. But, bro, it felt like tons of drugs. I hated it. It was not good. Shit. It did not feel like weed at all. As soon as it hit me, it just started to go up and up and up. And it kept going. And by 10 minutes in, I was like, this is going to be really bad. This is not going to go. Like, this is not pot anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, and it got really bad. It was sick.
Actually, it was kind of sick.
No.
So since there's weed restrictions and laws, does that does that kind of influence the drinking culture
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so that might explain why you're just drinking everything.
All the time.
But that makes it grips, though.
It does. But they're a lot of fun. They're not like, they're not the type of people that drink and like, they're like miserable to be around. They're pleasant. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They're like your grandma. You know what I mean? She's drunk, but she's happy. Like, yeah. It's like that.
So how, in Japan,
yeah.
So you can drink, so...
Outside.
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, yes. In Japan, we can drink outside openly everywhere, even though park.
That's so
yeah.
A street.
Oh, yeah, you can walk into a restaurant with your beer cracked already.
We can do.
Yeah.
But still now, weed is super illegal.
Crazy illegal.
Mm. Yeah, recently, smoking is pretty strict.
Yeah, you can't even smoke cigarettes on the street. There's like a special place to smoke cigarettes. Like you can't smoke them on the street.
It's
and stuff
so
like
bizarre.
That. Yeah, it's crazy.
What the fuck?
Right, you can't smoke weed, but then you will 100% step over people like puking between their legs.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Fucking.
Like, and cops are patting them on the back. Like, it's okay. Don't worry.
Good
like,
job.
Yeah.
Yeah, drinking is easy way to entering in Japan.
Easy.
Drinking.
I guess you guys think about, wow, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the first things that I noticed when I went there is they like to party, but they're not like miserable people who party. Like you can run into people in America who party that like
all gets weird.
They're a bummer. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like
very, very common.
These guys are like these guys are awesome. You know, yeah. They're so much fun to be around. They're not annoying in the slightest. Like I have not once in the year that I've been playing with this band have been like, oh my fucking god, they're drunk. Like never once, because they're never annoying when they're drunk. Even when are drunk, they're cool. They're not breaking stuff. They might get completely naked and do somersaults on each other. Like, but
we need it on TikTok for sure.
Bro, you have no idea. And I say
that'd
it all
be
the
sick.
Time.
Just own it,
bro. Yeah. Just be it. Saki mop for you, bro. Like, let's go.
And then if someone tries to cancel you, just come on here and talk about it.
That's what I'm saying.
I got your back.
No, for but then sure? But then we can't be for canceled sure? Because I, then it's all persona. You can't be canceled when it's your persona. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why Manson and Eminem still have jobs. Like,
dude. Oh my gosh, dude. I was listening to Eminem this morning. What's that song? Lose Yourself?
Oh, yeah.
That first riff. Oh my goodness. And why do you, I heard you talk about how you're trying to incorporate hip hop, EDM.
Yep.
Pop and metal and two more into like your melodies. It's cool.
Thank you.
You know, it's badass.
Yeah, but everything is just my YD's riff.
Yeah.
Not for special hip hop, not for special pop. Just I'm writing with my original.
Yeah.
I love hip hop, but pop is EDM. But I don't care the quality, the perfect or not.
Yeah,
enjoying.
Right.
Add my, you know, character into some music.
Yeah. He really does love all music. Like we were going around the room one day. We were like, oh, what's your favorite band? And then we asked YD, and he was like, what? I don't know.
Shit.
I have no idea. he couldn't answer the question. He's like, I have no idea.
I have no idea.
I don't know. I don't have a favorite band.
Yeah, we are. We or have the other project kind of animation song.
Yeah, I'm making song for idol and band and YouTuber. Yeah, I'm now making
anime song.
Yeah, it's like an anime thing, like pretty much.
Sick. Yes.
So like what he does is like he makes like bass tracks for like they're like avatars basically.
That's dope. That's awesome.
Yeah. And so Mitsudo exists in the metaverse.
Mm.
Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
A band that I was trying to find, I think I found them on Spotify. Shield.
Hmm? Shield.
Shield.
Shield. Am I saying that right?
Shield. From Sweden?
Yes.
The band?
Yes.
Very old school, new school band from Sweden. I love it. They influenced me probably 20 years ago. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, because we were talking about like the culture differences. I mean, we don't even think about
simple things like tattoos.
Oh.
Like that, you know, that how like that's so different. Mm. And then it kind of makes you think, okay, like how did you find, because you're talking about 2002, and also prior to that, once you find you find something and you're playing guitar. I mean, what I was like, how did you find music? I mean, I assume you're one of the only people like looking for this type of music.
Yeah. Luckily, I have lots of friends who like American old school music heavy like European new school hardcore, Swedish metal, Swedish new school hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have my local group called Blood Axe.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, Blood Axe is still alive.
Yeah.
Alive, but pretty different from recent one. But they told me what's hardcore, what's new school hardcore. That then, over 20 years ago, I dig American new school hardcore.
Yeah.
By eBay or... by email directly. Email? No. Letter.
Yeah, you were telling me you were writing letters to people.
Yeah.
Written letter.
Yeah.
I could find lots of EP or demo tapes. I dig local fanzine. Lots of fanzine, right? I could find lots of information from Jing. Local digger, like that. Then finally, at first, we played very new school style. You know the word,
yes.
New school.
Yes.
New school hardcore.
Yeah.
Yes.
Especially like early 90s Syracuse hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
Syracuse hardcore. But slowly, we changed the style. New school, pretty metalcore. I love Massachusetts hardcore. Massachusetts metalcore.
Yeah, Boston hardcore.
I forgot his name. Very famous.
Anas.
Anas, of course. Another one.
Aftershock.
Aftershock. There, another one. Kissfish. Before.
Aftershock?
No. The band. Fall. Shadows Fall. Before.
Yeah. Overcast?
Overcast.
The OG like metalcore bands?
Yeah, like that. They changed me. Just slowly, we changed the style. I was influenced by lots of music. Hip-hop. Well, even though Cameron... You know, they're off by Cameron.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Cameron changed me. And the thing is,
that's funny.
Now he's crazy for ethnic music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Minyo, traditional Japanese or traditional. So, yeah, traditional music he is crazy for.
Yeah, to like super strings and flute, like traditional Japanese music. Like,
yeah,
it's sick. It's very peaceful.
Like, yeah. At first, I pick up very American hardcore riff or American stuff at first. But recently, I can accept Japanese melody slowly. You know the word Minyo or Enka?
No.
You don't know.
No.
Very Japanese melody they have.
That's kind of like where we get the idea for the end of Rebirth.
Zach, can we play this?
This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
Yeah.
Can you louder?
It's got a shred.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, this is traditional instrument in Japan.
At the same time, another Japanese animation soundtrack influenced me, especially Ghibli.
Yeah. They are ripping right now.
Yeah, yeah, it's like a giant mandrel.
Melody is very weird, right?
Yeah.
But this is our very traditional one.
I'm just curious what your family thought when you started playing East Coast, Sweden, European hardcore. When you're, what, you're 30, you're 41 now.
That's a great question.
21. I mean, well, you're in teens, right?
Yeah.
Why? What were your parents thinking?
Parents.
Yeah, I assume it's a very traditional Japanese family, and you're playing East Coast hardcore.
How did your parents feel about you playing Eastern music or Western music?
They don't care because my mother and father loves very American black culture, kind of.
Oh, like blues and jazz.
Blues, jazz, 40s, 50s. Hip hop.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so they're okay.
They're hip, dude. He had cool parents.
When Sick. I was elementary school, my age was 11. I watched the television. It was Jimi Hendrix
one. Oh, sick! Yeah.
Video.
Hendrix is the man.
Then after that, I can play. I was like, I can play like that easily. At first,
easy. Yeah, no problem.
I sang with my mouse.
Yeah.
1 year later, I bought one guitar, very cheap one, kind of beginner stuff sets. Cheapest guitar with smallest mini amp.
Yeah.
Then I never could play like that. I quick to play the guitar. But 1 year later, my friends played extreme.
Band. Oh yeah, you were telling me this story. Yeah.
Well, he changed me. I started to play again. Then recently, played a guitar like Steve Vai.
Oh wow! Okay.
Gary Moore, Steve Morse,
nice.
Stevie Ray Vaughan. That I learned lots of melody from them.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you're already listening to Hendrix and Steve Vai.
Yeah.
Just ripping.
Them. Yep.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
What's very fascinating about you, John? You studied the Japanese text first, as opposed to learning the language first.
Yeah.
Even like the text looks more daunting.
It actually does look a little intimidating. For me, it's the first language that I've ever actually like really tried to learn. So
that's fucked.
Yeah, it was weird, man. And I wanted to just learn how to speak it, but everyone was like, you need to learn how to write it, dude. Because if you learn how to write it, speaking it will come so much easier. And it actually does. I'm still like super rusty on it, but like when I was learning how to speak it and learning what all the sounds are and everything, like the kanji and the hiragana were really, really – just katakana and hiragana were really very helpful because they don't have an alphabet. They have what's called like what's a syllabary or something like that. So like there, instead of A, B, C, they have like ka, you know what I mean? Like gi, di, da. So, and that's kind of how it works. So like that one in the middle right there, that's Japan. That just means that's Nihon. That one on the left, I kind of recognize, but I'm not really sure what that is 100%. But I recognize that one on the bottom of that. I think that's drink, right? Isn't that? What is that?
Which one?
Nandesuka?
Kore.
Left, right?
Yeah, hi. Yes, sorry. The kanji in the middle to the left. Next to Nihon.
Kanji. Ah, hiragana.
Yeah. Oh,
this one?
Yeah, to the left.
Nihon.
No, net left of Nihon.
Kanji.
Yeah, what? Nandesuka?
Kanji?
Kanji.
What does it say?
Type of character.
No, what does it say? What does mean? Meaning.
Meaning.
Meaning. Hi.
It's like a capital kanji.
Yeah, capital. Yeah,
kanji.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hi, hi, hi. So, but what is the character of what?
Of what?
It means kanji.
Oh, it means kanji. Okay. Yeah. Score, dude. Just what's going, bro?
Just kanji.
Yeah, I think...
That's that language barrier thing we were just talking about before.
It's like, difficult. Dude.
It means difficult. Kanji. Essential. Fuck you, bro.
Yeah, we Japanese have three types of characters.
Yeah.
One, hiragana.
Hiragana, katakana.
Second one is katakana.
Hi.
The last one is kanji.
Yeah. It means kanji.
Yeah, kanji is difficult for Japanese.
Yeah, apparently it's difficult for English too.
Yeah, very difficult for me.
Is it?
Yeah, kanji is very difficult for Japanese.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's thousands of them.
Okay, so maybe you shouldn't feel bad.
No, I feel, I mean.
You already feel bad.
I don't feel terrible. I live my whole life like this. I'm in constant moments of this. Like, oh, dude, my bad, man. Like,
How has his Japanese improved since he's joined?
Oh. They're serious, bro. They're serious. It's so, not easy.
So anyway, I'm trying to speak English. I can only but English. But now?
Hi.
He's the same situation, so he's only so few Japanese words. We are the same situation.
Hi.
So now,
I am the Japanese Mitsuru.
Yes.
Attaboy.
So I cannot speak English, but he can not speak Japanese.
Mm.
So we are trying to.
Yeah, like, Simase?
What? But conversation is very difficult, but now we can connect. Yeah,
way better.
Yeah, way better, yes.
It's good.
That's probably my favorite Japanese. It's not even a word, it's like an inflection almost. Like as a person on the West, you'd be like, oh, huh? Yeah, we're like, you know, or whatever you would say. And then over there, like, and that's my favorite in the entire thing. My favorite, swear to God, I love it. It's like people are like, what's your favorite Japanese word? And I'm like, that's not a word. And I'm like, I know, dude. But that's my shit.
Well, actually, John is very positive to try brand new things. Before, I never expect like these things. Lots of American people reject.
No.
I can do that. No, stop it. That's not mine. Like that. But John is accepting all. Okay, let's try it.
Yeah, okay. Always.
Cool. Oh, you guys.
They made me eat raw chicken.
Raw chicken.
Hmm?
Remember you guys made me eat raw chicken?
Raw chicken, yeah. That's right. Good memory.
Wow, sick.
It was your first trip in Japan.
Yeah, it was delicious.
You hate it.
It was banging. Yeah, chicken sashimi. Yeah.
Whoa, that's sick.
A raw chicken.
Chicken sashimi?
Wow. Yeah. Sashimi. Very nice. Have you tried it?
No, never.
Really?
I don't think so. Because obviously, I assume you don't order a plate. You order like one kind of big family style.
Yeah.
So you're just trying everything at once.
Exactly, okay. Yeah.
Very fresh, and fresh. Safe.
Yeah. But they did this during that night we were talking about earlier where like he got us all drunk and he wanted to know who we were. He did this. This is one of the first things he brought out. But my father being who my dad was, you weren't allowed to say that you didn't want to try food in the house because we're a food family.
Yeah.
So like if he wanted you to try something and you didn't want it, it was a problem. So now as an adult, when I was in Japan and YD was like, try this and I'm in a different country and I got to, you know, like try to show them that I'm one of the guys and they were like, you know, eat this. I was like, you first. And then when they ate it, I was like, all right. And I ate it. So like, I am very open to trying new stuff all the time. YD is always trying to show me new food or just new things, you know, in general. And I'm always open to trying it. Cause I don't believe I'm right all the time. Like people have this complex of like their idea is correct. And I don't think that my idea is.
A lot of people do, man. Yeah. It's fucked.
And I'm just not one of those dudes. Like, you know, so like if you have an idea, let's try it. You know what I mean? And if it's amazing and I love it, fantastic. You know what I mean? And if If not, then whatever. That's actually my favorite part about this band. We're very, everything is like that. When we're writing, there's no such thing as like, we don't really do that. I don't know if I want to do that. You know, that like, so like they, all ideas are cool ideas. They want to try everything. And if you have an idea, no one is shooting it down when they hear it. Like, cool. Just verbally, people want you to go try it. They're like, go try it. It's not like, I've been in a lot of American situations where you have an idea and you tell someone and they're like, I don't really know if that would work out. I'm good on that. Like, you don't even get a chance to try it out.
You got to try it out. You know what I mean? Like,
we try everything in Crystal Lake, which is cool. So all the food, all the drinks, all the riffs. Like, we're trying it all, man. Like,
all the riffs, all the drinks, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Our driver tries all the speeds. You know what I mean? Like, he drives like a fucking bullet. Like,
yeah. Is he a safe driver?
Yeah, sure.
Oh. I feel you, dude. I feel you. You're just, you're just fucking laying down at 4 a.m. You can't sleep. Oh, dude. That feeling has gotten worse since I gotten older. It's weird. Yeah, it's like that initial fear.
Yeah, the exit turn fear. Yeah, coming off the exit turn, and there's that feeling of like you're just sliding out of the bed. Like, yeah.
I fell out of the bunk on his last run.
So you came out of the bunk?
Yeah, I fell out.
Oh, that sucks.
Because he was going into a pilot or a flying J.
Yeah.
But this particular driveway was a dirt road, and he didn't
notice.
Also, one of the best drives we ever had. But he happened to get into this weird driveway where it's a dirt road, and he hit like some pothole.
Yeah.
And when you're in a bandwagon, it feels like
it felt like
gonna tip over. I was like, oh shit! I fell out. I fucking sprained my toes. And ever since that day, I was just like laying there. Every bump, was like, did not sleep very well. Yeah. I was that middle one.
You were the middle bump.
And then I fell out, and I hit that table. At that table right there, I fucking hit it on my chest. I got a little bruise like that big.
That's a hell of a leap, bro. That's a good like 3 feet. That sucks.
Yeah, so it's like, wake up, dude.
Yeah, that's rough.
Sleeping too bad.
Yeah. That's rough. That's super rough.
This is what we do, though. It's weird.
Yeah. I mean, I love our driver. He's a really cool guy, and he gets us everywhere we got to go. It's just sometimes good. He'll like, he'll hit an exit turn and everything goes flying.
I know.
We lost a rig over that shit, man. I'd buy a new rig over that motherfucker because he hit like a turn and the dab rig went like,
oh, the dab rig? Oh.
It went flying across the RV, like, you know what I mean? Like it had wings or some shit. Like,
you guys are in those dab rigs, huh? The dabs?
I'm a huge, yeah, I am
oh,
a glob.
I can't do it, dude.
I am a glob snob, America, so you guys know. Like, yeah, I can't really do flower.
What?
Yeah. You want to hear that shit? I really can't. If I smoke flour, it's super harsh on my throat. I'm all like,
what the why?
It's just super hot.
Like, it's hot?
Yeah. It's like super harsh. The smoke is too harsh for me.
Or harsh. Oh,
yeah. Gosh. When I do dabs, I do like a cold start or something like really low temp, and I'll get like, you know, I'll rip it hard. I'm out there chilling.
Well, obviously your tolerance is extremely high.
Oh, yeah. That's... At all times, yeah.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah. I am my house is a Cypress Hill concert for sure.
Good. So you're dabbing, they're drinking everything, and that's pretty much.
Oh, band. Yeah. I am the smoking version of them drinking.
Oh, my. Yeah. It makes sense.
Yeah. Except
they say that opposites attract.
Yeah.
It's funny.
And they're very, even though they're from Tokyo, they're very much like New York people. Tokyo and New York are very, very similar. Not only do they look a lot alike, but the people are very the same. Like,
how so?
Well, just like in New York, if you walk into some place, like someone might say hello to you, but no one's gonna bother the shit out of you. But like, what do you need? Or how can I help you? That is not a thing in Japan. You know, you walk into a store in Japan, someone says hello, and then if you don't ask for help, you could wander around the store for 15 minutes. No one's really gonna say anything. Like, unless you look suspicious. Like, if you're standing someplace, like just standing there, someone will come up to you, like, do you need help? Like, you know. But they're very. They mind their business. That's pretty much what I mean. Sick. It's very much like New York in the fact that everyone minds their business. Like, imagine if New York was like super polite and super clean.
That'd be weird.
That's exactly what it is.
I remember I was at Chipotle in New York City, and I said, good morning, how is your day going? And they looked up at me, and I was a fucking idiot.
For sure.
You asked me how my day was? They looked at me like I was like, it was... Again, like, Chipotle is packed with a big line, and I'm up there, and she looks up. I'm like, oh shit, I guess I'm
burrito or bowl, bro. Like,
I was like, oh shit, I'm gonna ask how
my day is. What do you want to eat, bro? Like,
was like, oh my God.
I deal with that with my girl because she's from San Diego. So like when I go to places with her, like on the East Coast and stuff, she'll be like, hi, how are you? And I'm just like, babe, just don't just sit down. Like,
see, that's also, John, which I really respect of you. Like, you really took on like a new language is, it has to humble you. Because you're constantly learning.
Yeah.
You're constantly just fucking
yes.
failing and trying just to learn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I took on a whole new life, really, man. I went from being in Last 10, which is like a very negative persona. I'm not going to call the band negative. But
how long were you in the
6 or 7 years, something like that.
Obviously, East Coast band.
Correct? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pennsylvania band.
Okay, Pennsylvania, okay.
And, you know, the whole idea of that band is to just be angry and it just gets in your head.
Sure.
For me, it did anyway. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And I had a message that I wanted to portray, and it just came out wrong. You know what I mean? Mm. And it's different with these guys. You know, it feels a lot better.
It feels better.
Yeah, yeah. It comes out a lot better. Like, and
it's great.
You know, you take on this new idea of thinking about things in a better light. I still get upset about things. You know what I mean? I'm still the same guy that I used to be. You know what I mean? I'm still an aggressive dude, but
you always will be.
Yeah, I always will be. But I don't want to be upset bones. All the time now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want to constantly be mad. Like, if you want to argue about things, like, good, go fight. You know what I mean? Like, I'm good on that. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do it anymore.
Yeah.
I did 6 years of arguing in a band and an ex relationship, like, the whole time, like, meh, 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 like, in both places, on tour and at my house. I'm over it, man. Fight with yourself. Like,
it drags you down, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When people, and yo, kids out there, when people get mad, let them keep it. That's what I learned. That's the best thing. Let them keep it. When someone gets mad at you and they start yelling at you, don't shout back. Just let them have it.
Yeah. I also refer to that as, let them eat their own poison.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Because when you don't shout back, it's got nowhere to go. And it stays with them. You know what I mean?
They have to ingest their own poison, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Think about the last time you tried to get mad at somebody and they just didn't give you a reaction. You kind of felt like a little dirty inside. It's just because it doesn't go anywhere.
True,
it sticks with you, yo.
True.
So, like, you know, just don't be... When you want to be mad, take a deep breath. Go smoke a blunt. You know what I mean? Do a dab. Do a shot. Take a deep breath. Don't do any of those things to calm down. I'm sorry. What I mean is to just like relax. You know what I mean? Like,
relax. Everyone would fucking relax. Did you, when you're talking in Japanese or doing your best at it, do you ever get embarrassed?
Yeah, all the time. Especially when I'm in the middle of trying and YD's like, oh, you sound great. Talk more. And I'm like, and then I can't say anything. Yeah, yeah.
The last time I was embarrassed was here. There's a Mexican spot down the street, and Ernie, our drummer, taught me how to order a bean and cheese burrito in Spanish. And one day he wasn't here with me this time, so I went. I tried.
Yo, Ernie's the man.
And the cooks stop what they're doing and look up at me, and they started talking in Spanish, obviously talking shit on me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's been a long time since I genuinely felt embarrassed. I was like, I tried to order, I said, a burro for holes and queso, and they stopped what they're doing and looked up and started talking shit on me.
That's awesome.
I was like, okay, oh yeah, pay as soon as possible. Get me the fuck out of here. I am never ever again until I know that language.
Yo, I was on stage one time and YD was talking to the crowd, and YD was telling them how I'm learning Japanese, and he was like, tell them something new you learned. We're in the middle of playing, and I said something that he knows that I know, and he was like, no, not that one. Yeah, yeah, he was like, no, not that one, something new. And I was like,
fucking swim,
something
dude.
New, like, I want to look at, like, hold the mic out to the crowd, like, teach me something, bro, like, what do you mean? Like,
fuck. You did that on purpose, huh?
He does it all the time, yo. Yeah, he gets me. But I'm constantly learning new languages in this band. Because every time we go someplace, they know a new language. I have to learn how to say hello and thank you in the language. Like, our drummer, Gaku, pretty much knows how to say hello and thank you, like, everywhere. It's insane. You know, so I try to do the same thing. Sometimes I have to write it down on gaff tape and, like, put it on the monitor. Like, so because I have bad ADD. And because I can't smoke over there, it just eats me alive when I'm there. Yeah. Swallows me whole, bro. Yeah, nightmares and all. Let's go. It's crazy. So sometimes I have to, like, write down instructions on white gaff tape on the stage so that I know what the hell I'm doing, because it'll just go. Like, you'll tell me the name of where we are, and I'll be like, sick. It's gone.
Yeah.
Like, it's gone. Like...
You're in a constant state.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For a long time.
It's I've been in Japan for almost a year now. Fuck. Like, I went home for January, July, and August. I've been there since Thanksgiving of last year.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's pretty fucking, it's wild. My girl's going to leave me.
Like, oh, how do you balance your relationship?
It's super it's hard. Yeah, dude. I'm a really good listener.
Whitey's laughing. Oh, my goodness.
Bro, how much time do I spend on the phone? I'm on the phone. We don't fight, though. We're not a fighting couple. We don't argue like that, but we spend lots of time on the phone. Like, if I'm not doing band stuff, I try to be on the phone with my girl.
Yeah.
Like, it's really, really hard. But we are, again, we're not fighters. You know what I mean? And I think I'm a really good listener. So I try my best to just always be there for her and have my heart open to her. Like, I try to be as financially supportive as I possibly can, so I'm not out here on tour being like, give me half. You know what I mean? Like, I pay all the bills. You know what I mean? So the balance is just trying to take care of her as best as I can from here. You know, I'll send flowers randomly, you know, like, or something of that nature. Like, you know, you want to just try to do what you can. It's hard, you know?
That's a hard balance, dude. A relationship is already a tough balance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was hard, yo. So she moved from San Diego to my house in Florida a week before I left for this entire thing.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, absolutely, right?
It's exactly. Great timing.
Absolutely perfect. Like, what a great way for us to start this excursion of our relationship. We went from being long distance to being very long distance. But I love her to death. And I just got to see her recently, and like, we have a lot of fun together, and it's like picking up where we left off when we hang out. You know what I mean? It's not like this weird reconnecting thing. Like, so it's a constant struggle. The idea, like, I've learned in a relationship, at least in my relationships, is I'd rather be happy than be right. And in this kind of situation, being happy makes way more sense, because I could be right all the time because I'm not home. And, you know, I mean, she's doing whatever she wants in my house and, like, rearranging things and, like, you know, taking down photos and getting new couches and all this stuff. Like, you know, and I don't have a say in any of that, but, like, I want to. But I'm just like, yeah, do whatever you want. So, like, letting people feel like they have a life still is how you could do something like this. It's just, it's a constant struggle, dude. Fuck. I don't even know how to explain it.
You can't.
No, yeah. I can't. I just ramble about it forever. Like,
yeah, man. Thank you for balancing it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Actually, no, you're welcome. I love you guys, and I love my girl. My girl has the same name as the band. Ooh. I date a girl named Crystal. I'm in a band named Crystal.
Oh.
It's wild. Yeah, yeah.
That is. Dude, sometimes, not a lot, like, things choose you, man.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You don't have a say, man. It just kind of chooses you, and just go with it.
That is real. That is very real.
What the fuck is that?
It's crazy. They have the same amount of letters in their last name. Like, they have the same letters in the last name. Like, it's a little weird. Like,
damn.
Stop it. Like, it's crazy.
That's just God just fucking with you.
Yeah, 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 yeah. He loves to fuck with me, man. It's crazy. Yeah. It's real. That's another weird thing that's happened with this entire thing. I've learned how to talk to the universe more. That's helped me through the piece. Like, there's a lot of kids in the metal industry or just in the metal scene that, like, they don't talk to the universe. They're just like, you know, like, they're like devil horns all day straight, you know, straight like atheist or satanic or whatever. And they don't have any sort of, like, you got to talk to the universe, dude. You don't have to believe in God, but you know,
oh, totally.
You have to talk to the universe. Like,
these things are very separated. Like, religion, being spiritual, God, universe. I'm sure you have also, like, your own feelings. Like, yeah, it's very very separate. But some might interconnect. Sure,
right.
But, you know, they're all separate. You know,
absolutely. Yeah, and I honestly found once I could accept the peace of the universe, it made things a lot more calm in my life.
That's cool.
Such a weird ass thing to say.
It is. Like, I feel you, man.
But yeah, it's been nice.
Yeah, just asking God for help. It's there's a peace in that, dude. It's crazy. I can't explain it. It's weird.
No, agreed. It really is. I'd asked for this. I was like talking to the universe, and I was like, I want this. Help me get this. I need this. Wow. This is what I want. Like, no matter what happens, I want this. Like, I will do anything I need to do to do this. And I will always be positive about what I have to do after this if you give me this.
Wow.
So I promise that shit works. Like, and I heard everybody else that I look up to talk about it in the same way. Like, I promise you it works. Like, just talk to the universe and be, like, positive about it and speak with it truthfully. Manifestation is real. Like, do it.
Yeah, and then put in the work.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously put in the work, because nothing is given to you. But put in the work and put in the faith. Like, it comes. It's crazy. Like, doesn't have to be God. But you have to have faith.
Agreed.
Like, it's real.
That's what's up. Any closing thoughts for Crystal Lake? Closing thoughts?
Stay in school.
smoke dabs?
Yeah, do dabs. Stay in school. If you do start a band, start a pop band for damn sure.
Oh, yeah, you guys are on tour right now. Sick. I'll see you guys tonight.
Yeah, we're out here with August Burns Red. Brandon's Sacrifice and Spite. It's been really fun hanging out with those dudes. I know all the brand guys. It's nice. I've toured with Spite before, so that's been cool, like, re-meeting them and stuff.
Do you know, I was just thinking today, like, did I see Crystal Lake before?
Maybe.
Sometimes you see, I love doing this, but I've just seen so many fucking bands, dude. It is kind of becoming like a overflowing trash can. Like, the only way I explain it. It's like, because I remember, I think it was Grass Pop Festival. I got high as fuck with the Crossfade guys.
Word.
So it's in my notes. Shout out Crossfade. They got me high as fuck, and I'm not exactly a smoker.
Word, word.
I was like, how did these guys find weed in Belgium? And there it is. Walking around with joints.
There's a will, there's a
way. Shout
will,
out,
dude.
Man. Great guys. Well, Chris Lake, you're awesome. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing your story.
Yeah, Chris, thanks for having us, man. This is super cool.
I respect the fuck out of you. And thank you.
Same.
Whitey OG.
YDOG.
Thank you so much.
It's cool. All right. Well, where can people find you guys?
I'm sorry?
Where can people find you?
You guys can find us on Spotify. You can find us on Apple Music. You can find us on Instagram. You can find us on Facebook. We have all platforms. Dig in and enjoy.
Sick. All right, everyone. Appreciate it. All right. That's it, everyone.
Later. Stay in school.
Stay in school. Smoke dabs.
That's right. Later.
Thank you.
Thank you.